It's episode 192, and we've got plugins for Masonry photo galleries, custom Facebook feeds, duplicate title checking, image walls, and a password plugin that could only be described as a two-bagger. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great roundup of plugins and a wonderful show for you here today. But of course, right off the top, let's get the usual out of the way. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your review over on Stitcher Radio and on the iTunes Store.
Absolutely. Those iTunes reviews really help out as far as the rankings. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself spend a lot of time helping people fix their broken websites, providing emergency WordPress support and preparation in case they're starting to build up a website.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, consultation to make sure you're not wasting your time and money on unnecessary plugins or even the wrong plugins. So if you're looking for some emergency support or some great consultation, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And I'd like to remind everybody out there to use GoDaddy promo code plugin 295. That's get you $2.95.com domain names. Those are the good ones. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any.com domain for under $3. It's like the price of a sandwich or a cup of coffee. Do it right now while you're listening to the show, and you'll save as much as $10 or $12 per domain. Not too bad.
That's a good savings on a domain. All right. And I've got a little something this week I've discovered in WordPress while working on a couple of websites, and I'm thinking it's a new feature in 4.0, but I'm not entirely certain yet. I was going to install a new plugin on a couple of sites, and when I went to do the install, a new box appeared asking me if I was going to be updating a plugin on the site. And if I was going to be updating the plugin, it was going to take the current plugin and back it up and store the copy in my media center and then do the update. So, I don't know. Have you seen this?
Not specifically like that, no.
Anyway, I thought it was a cool feature. And if it is, and it was mainly because I see this as very valuable in conjunction with several ways that premium plugins are delivered. Some of them don't get auto updates, and you have to go manually download the plugin, then manually upload the update. And if you're not FTP adept, this is a great way for those that don't understand FTP processes to be able to update those premium plugins. So something to keep an eye out for when you're doing installs of plugins on websites. So
definitely interesting.
And it might be a 4.0 or it might be something specific in those websites that I'm just not aware of yet.
Interesting. I ran just as long as we're going over stuff that we ran into from a development perspective over the week, I had a theme that was bundled natively with this revolution slider revolution, whatever it is you want to call it.
Right.
And this is the same thing that had that exploit that they didn't talk about for months and all that. And now suddenly this plugin is incompatible with Chrome. Like it doesn't display on a website if you have Chrome. So I'm going to just say this. If you're using this plugin or if you're developing using this plugin, get out of this plugin. This thing is this
actually news. This happening with the latest version of the of the plugin?
The latest version. I had one that was bundled with a theme and it didn't work.
And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's just because of the theme bundle. You know, it had an older version within the theme bundle. The new version didn't get in there.
Yeah.
So I ended up just purchasing the entire full version of the plugin.
Right.
And still, same problem.
Huh.
So I went to Layer Slider, and that thing worked beautifully. It took a little bit more as far as code. It wasn't integrated into the theme, so there's a little bit more work that I have to do as far as entering something into the pre-content area.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, I'm giving up on this Revolution Slider thing once and for all. I'm done. I'm turning it in.
Yeah, that's a tough one because Revolution Slider is integrated into dozens of premium themes out there.
Yeah, well, none that I'll buy. I'll say that.
Be careful then, because there's a lot that have it in there and don't tell you until you get it installed. All right. Well, be warned, folks. All right. We got anything else this week? Anything interesting in WordPress coming up?
Well, Tim Thumb. They abandoned Tim Thumb. Yeah. I told you about that news.
I remember that. That news came across last week when you were telling me. I said, wow, that's a major deal.
Yeah, the guy who invented Tim Thumb is no longer going to support it and recommends against it.
Yeah, that's like a de facto standard on WordPress for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners, what's Tim Thumb?
Tim Thumb is the plugin that is built into many, many media galleries, and it automatically creates the thumbnail-sized image on the fly. So it was used all over the place as a script, and it's used in themes, it was used in plugins, not just dozens, but hundreds of them. I ran into it everywhere. I remember when the script got hacked, and it impacted everybody in a major way. In fact, it brought me lots of business when it was hacked.
No kidding.
So yeah, that was quite a deal to have that disappearing.
Yeah, so, you know, there's been new technologies in WordPress that have replaced Tim Thumb, so it's not no longer needed. But the thing is it's such an exploitable thing.
Yeah.
So there's ways to check to see if you got Tim Thumb plugins. As long as you're using modern plugins, modern WordPress, I don't really think you have anything to worry about.
Even the latest versions of Tim Thumb were relatively secure, but the fact that he's abandoning it means that any undiscovered holes in it are going to be exploited.
Yeah.
When they're found.
Exactly. So, another one to move on from. Tim Thumb. Put it in the WordPress graveyard with all the rest of them.
All the rest of them. All right. Well, that's pretty much everything we've got this week, eh?
Yep. Sounds like it's time to rock and roll.
All right. Well, let's move right on into it, and off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got this week is called Custom Facebook Feed. And this one here is a nice freemium plugin. And the reason this came about, the project I'm currently working on, we were trying to get a really good-looking Facebook feed in the sidebar. And there's many, many, many Facebook feed widget plugins, but many of them are so basic, and some of them are just based upon the standard Facebook widget, and you don't get a lot of control over look and feel and everything else. I did find one previous to this that I thought was pretty decent and was using it, but we had problems keeping it loading on the site. But this one here, the custom Facebook feed, gives you a lot of control over the way that feed looks. Its width, its height, some colors, font colors, headline colors, where you place the image that comes in through the Facebook feed. You actually get more control over the look and feel of it. Now, with the free version, you get some limited control, and there are a few things you don't get until you go to the pro version. I ended up with the pro version, and it was worth the $49 to get that maximum control to make this sidebar fit right into the whole theme design. So all in all, this is a pretty great plugin for putting your custom Facebook feed on there. And you can use this in multiple places, not just in the sidebar. Use a short code to dump it into pages, posts, or have multiple types of feeds. You can have a feed for your posts, a feed for your events, a feed for all the different things that come from your Facebook page. So give it a check out, custom Facebook feed, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Yeah, there's a lot of different Facebook functionality out of there, or coming out rather. The funny thing is, I've taken Facebook completely off my radar.
I had too until about 4 months ago, and then I started using it again. And it's actually, I've found that there's been some really good marketing and promotions I've done through it in the last couple months.
Okay. So. Well, maybe from a marketing perspective, yes. It's just a pool that I'm getting sick of as far as that goes. I don't even have a link to my Facebook profile on my own homepage. How about that?
Well, our Facebook page for the plugins website has increased in the number of people that like it, and we've had a little bit more interaction on the site. So.
Oh, well, I take that back. I love Facebook. Come on and join our group. All right. Well, let's get into my first plugin for the show here. It is called Duplicate Title Validation, and it sounds like you're buying an automobile when you see this, that kind of thing, or you lost your title and you need another one. But no. This is a very lazy plugin. You just install it, activate it, and it's ready to go. It looks for posts and pages with the same name and prevents you from using the same title twice. So if I'm going to put in there John Overall WordPress Emergency Support into a new blog post and it says, hey, wait a second, you've already got something named that. So that's a nice thing to do rather than the -2 slug that we all get, right?
Yep.
So I think it's cool. It's called Duplicate Title Validation. Works just like I described, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And I know that happens to me on a semi-regular basis when I'm creating posts.
Mm-hmm.
Go, oh, wow, I used this before.
Good for clients, too.
Yes, it is. Okay, the next one I've got here is a great way of creating multiple galleries. It's called SharePrints Gallery. And this one is a premium plugin, and this one did come about from a project I'm currently working on. The client had recommended and wanted this, so I went, okay, well, let's check it out. And sure enough, it's a great one. It allows you to create simple square galleries all the way up to the masonry, irregular blocks of galleries, film strips, sidebar galleries. It pretty much has all of them. It has over 7 different gallery types you can use for your images. It allows you to add commenting on images in the galleries, add social sharing links. The best part about it, which is what this client was after, is it has image download protections in it, built into it, to keep the images from being downloaded. And it also has lots of hover effects to please the eye and more. All in all, I found this to be a great gallery plugin. It was smooth. It worked very well. And my favorite part was they have some fantastic customer support. When I was looking into buying the plugin, I was actually having an issue on their website. Sent them an email and said, hey, can we do something about this? And they were very accommodating. Sent me back info. These guys, you know, the plugin's great. The support's great. Got to give these guys kudos. Check them out, SharePrints Gallery from Freak Plugins, and I give them a 5 Dragon rating.
Nice. I would like to see some plugin customer support like this. Like, yeah. Oh, you're having trouble installing the plugin? I'll tell you what, I'll be over in about an hour with a pizza. We'll go through the installation and the setup together.
Pizza and beer.
Yes. Ah, yeah. Maybe that's my new service. Who knows? Okay. Well, let's move on to something still a little bit related to the last plugin. But this is one of those. It seems like, John, I've been giving one of these face palm plugin suggestions to the listeners of things that should have been in WordPress all along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's called Flexible Widget Title. And this does what I've been wanting widgets to do for a billion years, which is it enables you to hide the title in the front end while the widget title is still visible in the back end. That means you don't have 50 widgets that all say text.
Oh.
So you simply put the title in brackets like you do with short codes, mm-hmm. same thing,
yeah.
it, as the title, and that's it. You see it on the back end. You don't see the title in the front end.
Oh, very nice.
All right. So I would expect that everybody out there listening is probably going to benefit from this.
Oh,
it helps you organize and index all of your different widgets in ways that you could not do before as far as ordering things. I can't tell you how many times I've had to open up a widget named text five in a row on top of each other going, which one is this? Which one is this? Which one is this? So, you know, and looking through code going, is this one this one? What am I doing here? So anyway, this is an awesome plugin. Everybody's going to love it. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
I definitely concur there. It happens to me on a daily basis when moving them around. It's like, oh yeah, which one is this one again?
Right.
So,
right.
Especially the text widget, because you're usually dumping code or you're dumping text in there and you don't put a title in because you don't want it.
Yeah. So why couldn't they have made it where there's just a checkbox that says hide title?
I know. Yeah, that one I've thought about for a long time. Okay. Well, the final plugin I've got here today is another image type plugin, and it's called Image Wall. And what this plugin does for you is it allows you a way to revive your old content in a wonderfully appealing visual way. All you do with it is install, activate the plugin, take the short code, place it on a page, make sure you give the page enough width, you know, basically make it a page without sidebars. And then you go look at it, and what it does is it auto-creates a page of your images in random sizes down the page, kind of like a Pinterest-style blocks of images, and it links those images directly to the post. And it takes all the images from your media gallery that are linked or connected to a post. And what it does is it encourages people to sort of browse through that. You know, people with their short attention spans love images these days. They find an image they like, they click on it, and then they find the article, and then they read the article. It's kind of a way to get people to go back and view some of that content just based on the image on your site. All in all, pretty great little plugin. Simple, easy, works well. Gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
I have got a photographer site that would be perfect for. Yeah. Well, can I adjust the sizing of the image itself?
As far as I could tell, there's no adjustments to it. The only adjustment to it is how often it recreates a random ordering of the images. And that's all it does. It takes the images and just randomly creates the sizes. From far as I can tell, there's no settings in there to change it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, can't please them all, I guess.
No, but who knows? Maybe in future. I mean, this is a relatively new plugin. It's only 4 weeks old.
Yeah, that's true. All right, this final plugin of the show, I'm going to nickname John the two-bagger. You know what a two-bagger is, right?
Yeah.
You got to put two bags on in case the first one breaks.
You bet.
Okay. Well, this is somewhat like that, but it's called WP Double Protection. And here's what it does. I can just describe this in one sentence. It makes it so you have to have two passwords.
Oh.
So you type in one password, and then it's like, okay, what's the second password? And that's it.
Wow.
So it's just a second double layer of protection. And probably something really cool to install if your client's paying late. Pay me for the second password. So I rated this one just because of the weirdness of it. I took kind of a point off, but otherwise I thought that was a pretty cool idea. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
It is a pretty cool idea towards the double opt-in. I can't get the word in my head, but I know what I'm talking about.
Two passwords.
Two passwords or using your phone as a secondary authentication.
Yeah, and I should tell you now, disclaimer, John, I'm going to make a pro version of this called WP Triple Protection where there's three passwords.
Yeah, that'll get a few goats. All right, well, I covered up in this one the custom Facebook feed to use for creating a clean, customized Facebook feed for your website. Gave it a 4 Dragon rating. The Share Prints Gallery for creating multiple styles of photo galleries that provide download protections, which I gave a 5 rating to. And then the Image Wall, which allows you to revive your old content with a whole bunch of images, which I gave a 4.
And I talked about duplicate title validation, which allows you to prevent duplicate titles from occurring within your installation. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. flexible widget title, which takes little bracketed short-coded titles that you use in widgets, and it lets you see it on the back end, but not the front end. That's about time for that plugin. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just talked about the two-bagger, WP Double Protection, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
And that's your collection of plugins. And, of course, some commercial spots for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring some great, unique, not found anywhere stock photo images. So give it a check out, CanadaStockPhoto.com. Very affordable stock photo images.
All right. And you can save 30% at GoDaddy.com right now. Just use coupon code PLUGIN30 at checkout. That's 30% off any new order. It means if you got a monster $100 order or something like that, you can take $30 off. There's no limit. Order $1,000 worth of stuff. It's cool. 30% off. No problem. Just use PLUGIN30 at checkout.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate those reviews over on the iTunes Store, Blueberry, or at Stitcher Radio.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my all-new improved website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.